listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app.
Sounds good and loud, huh?
100.7 KSLX.
Good morning. October 18th. Today's actually the actual day of my 30th anniversary, me and my wife.
Oh, well, congratulations to you for bringing up something that I will never see. I will never see a 30th anniversary. Listen, think about this for a second. Now, my wife and I made it 26 years together, 22 years and 5 days married before it was over. And unless I get married, I'm 49 now, unless I get married tomorrow, the chances of me seeing a 30th wedding anniversary are almost non-existent. Because I would have to get married tomorrow and then live to be 80.
Yeah.
All right. There's two things there.
You can always go on a health kick.
There are two things that are impossible to happen there. One, me getting married tomorrow. And two, there's a very, very slight chance I might make it to 80. But look at me.
Right.
I'm lucky I made it to 49. I might not make it to 50.
All right. And I'm not mentioning my, hitting 30 to rub it in on you. Because you didn't make it to 23.
And let's make it perfectly clear. I don't want to. I'm not trying to besmirch my ex-wife or anything like that. I wish our marriage had lasted. It just didn't. It wasn't my choice, and she was unhappy and decided to go do her thing. Yeah. And I wish her the best. She was my best friend. She's still my best friend, and I hope she finds what she's looking for, man. Not every marriage ends in conflict and anger.
No, right, exactly. You know what I mean? I should have given you the secret to staying married that long,
which is
always be a light enough sleeper so that you can wake up and get the pillow off your face that she's holding on it.
Yeah, I never had to worry about that because she would have had to put a body pillow over my face. Look at the size of this head. Just say, but you're probably right.
Yeah, no, it's very important to not lose enough. If you lose too much oxygen, you don't have the strength to fight it.
Right.
Off,
no, so. I understand that. Yeah. No, that's just good advice right there.
602-260-1007. Morning.
Hey there. I love your marriage advice there. I've been married 42 years. The golden rule: never volunteer any information.
That's great. It also helps to be a light sleeper so you can hear the knife being taken out of the knife holder.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yep.
Thanks.
Hi, KSLX.
Hi, how are you? This is Richard.
Richard, what's going on, man?
Paul?
What?
I got to admire him for saying what he did. That was really hard for him to do, and that was really great.
That's nice.
He was best with his wife.
I do. I hope she finds whatever happiness she's looking for. If she couldn't be happy with me, I want her to be happy with someone. That's when you love somebody, that's the way it should go.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say that.
Yeah. No, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. Thanks for checking in. Yeah. It's funny. I always do get suspicious when I talk to a guy and he completely trashes his ex-wife.
Right.
It was all her fault, huh?
No, she's a great person. I wish her the best.
The sexual harassment thing has been just on everybody's mind the last week or so.
And we got a very profane and angry comment on the KSLX Facebook page regarding our discussion of the hashtag MeToo campaign that we'll get into a little bit later on. Yeah.
There's all kinds of angles for
this. People are mad.
This was interesting. In France, they're going to do something. I didn't know this. France has a gender equality minister.
Male or female?
It's a woman.
Okay.
And there's going to be a new law instituted in France next year. And, sometimes when women walk down the street, guys catcall, they do this, they do that.
If I could whistle, I would do that. I don't know how to do the whistle.
You don't know how to whistle,
I can't whistle, yeah.
So you're safe because men...
I'm safe in France, anyway.
In France.
Yes.
Men who wolf whistle or are aggressively lecherous to women on French streets will face fines under a new law against sexism and sexual abuse that'll be passed next year. So
in France, this is the case.
No whistling. So, listen, if Guns N' Roses is on tour and they play Patience, that's big trouble.
Yeah, I got it, man. What do you think this translates into? I can't even play that. We shouldn't even play that. That has a fine written all over it. Yeah.
What other songs?
Well, in Germany, that would be a case as well, wouldn't you think?
Scorpions.
Yeah, Scorpions, yeah. And, they are German, so they are notoriously, mean. So I'm just saying.
So they better not play that song in France because they could be arrested. They could face fines for that.
Now, you would think, it's funny because as I sit back and think about this, you would think, I'm not surprised that heavy metal bands like Scorpions and Guns N' Roses would be subject to being lewd and lascivious behavior.
Yeah, very lecherous.
Yeah, but you realize what the most offensive song ever written would be in France now under this new law.
What would it be?
This has potential death penalty ramifications to it.
What?
I'm just telling you. That's just... Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You can't even say that.
No, it's disgusting.
You shouldn't even think it. Sacre bleu. Mon ami.
Yeah, in France, men will face fines if they wolf whistle at women on the streets starting next year. What do you think, Opie?
Mark and Neanderthal in the morning.
Think you can name these tunes? It's Mark and Neanderthal's 30-second song challenge.
Let's do it. Seven songs in 30 seconds. It works like this. You have to guess the titles of the songs we play. The timer starts when the first song's played, and when you know that song title, yell it out. The artist doesn't matter. The timer stops. If you're correct, then we get ready for the next song, but the timer keeps going until you get it right or the 30 seconds is up.
All right. Good morning to Harriet. Welcome to the program, Harriet. How are you this morning?
I'm very, very nervous.
All right. Are you nervous? Have you played the game at home before?
Yes, and I've done very well, and I've been practicing the songs I don't know.
All right. Now, did you listen yesterday afternoon to Pete Cummings' 30-second song challenge cheat sheet?
I sure did.
All right, so you should know the first three songs pretty quickly then, right?
Yes.
All right, for those that have never done that, you listen every weekday afternoon at 4 o'clock. We get the three songs that start off the 30-second song challenge. And, Harriet, your song challenge begins in 3, 2, 1. Go.
Rebel on.
Correct. Song number two, and go.
Wanted Dead or Alive.
Correct. And that's good because that was actually a soft open on that one, so that would have been very difficult for people to hear. Song number three, and go.
Refugee.
Correct. All right. Well, you know what? Hey, at least you listened.
No, that's perfect. That's an excellent use of the 30-second song challenge cheat sheet.
Yep. Now, here's where it gets difficult, Harriet.
I know.
You don't know these songs. You weren't given a cheat.
Feet.
I know.
All right. Song number four, and go.
Step inside. Walk this way.
Oh, shit.
Hey, hey.
Oh, I can't get this one. I
yes, you can.
I can't believe it.
Come on, Harriet. You're Harriet, damn it.
We believe in you, Harriet.
Oh, I know who it is. I can't think of the name of it.
Oh. Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so are we, Harriet.
Oh, man. You know, I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday about the 30-second song challenge, talking about how Def Leppard seems to be a very difficult band for people to remember the song titles. That's Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Oh, Pour Sugar on Me. So that's another one for me to practice.
Yes.
Along with the Led Zeppelin song.
Yeah, we have found out.
I will be back.
Harriet, we have found out that even though you practice, unless you're cheating, you don't know.
Right.
Yeah. You got the cheat sheet. You're good.
All right, Harriet, I have to ask you, do you run into any other Harriets in your travels through the day?
Oh, Jesus.
Not recently, but I had another Harriet in my second grade class. And growing up, I was known as Baby Harriet because there was a big Harriet in the neighborhood.
Okay.
One of the elders.
just curious, because that's a name that's kind of gone by the boards.
Harriet, I'm going to guess. I'm just going to guess. I'm going to take a shot here in the dark. You're not a native Phoenician, are you?
No, I'm not.
You're an East Coaster, aren't you?
Yeah, New York. You could take the girl out of New York, but you can't take New York out of the girl.
Yeah, you've got a little bit of Long Island in you over there.
Exactly.
Little bit, Harriet. Hang on the phone. Thank you for playing along with us. Harriet's great.
Nice lady.
Yeah, nice job.
All right. It's difficult, yeah. That's a tough one. The Def Leppard songs are very, very tricky.
You know exactly what's about to happen, don't you?
I know.
Yep.
Yeah, tell you what. You know what, bro? It is so hard to get through to you guys. You know, you get a busy signal, you know.
And yet you seem to be able to do it every day.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, but I'll tell you what. This is how it works, though. Whenever it's time to play again, though, you know, it's like, you know, man, I tell you what, it's going to be difficult for some reason. I don't know. But I tell you what. You know what? I'm going to give it my best shot again to try to win. I'm going to make KSLX history, bro. You know what I mean? But I'm going to tell you what. A woman
what?
Is going to win again. I'm going to tell you what. There is a woman out there.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to do a Boomer prediction here. You know what? She wants to go out with Boomer, man, because I'm such a nice guy.
Of course.
And you know what? She is going to win. She's just trying to get through, man. You know what I mean? Seriously, bro. I mean, I'm going to tell you what. It's going to happen. Hey, listen. You know what? I got to go, man. You guys are great, but I'm going to tell you what. You like it. I love it. We can't get enough of it. KSLX, baby. This is Boomer. Coast to coast. Hey, baby, you guys rock the most, man. Rock the block, man. You guys are cool, dude.
Boomer, angling for employment.
Oh, yeah. Hey, hey, man. Hey, man, I'm going to do it, man. You know what? I could get on there and, man, put some humor on there. I'd be like this. I'd be like, hey, look, man, I'm going to give you a double shot at a ZZ Top, baby, because you know what? Every girl's crazy about a what, and then all of a sudden start playing some Sharp Dress, man, and then go like this.
That's how it's done.
You know what? Then I'm going to kick it off with some Scorpions. You know what? Boomer's going to rock you like a hurricane. Are you ready, baby? Here comes a hurricane, and then just start playing it, dude. You know
nice.
What I mean?
Yes.
I'm telling you, man, I can do it, bro. Hey, man, people love me, man. I'm hilarious, man. People
yes.
tell me all the time, bro, on the radio, you know. I mean, they hear me on the radio, they say, dude, you're hilarious, bro. You know what I mean? I have fun, though. You know what I mean?
Yes. We know what you mean.
Yeah, I know. I mean, hey, you know what? I'm kind of calm today because I didn't have that much coffee. You know what? I drink a lot of coffee in the morning, you know, just to get me going. But, like, after an hour into work, bro, you know what I mean? I'm just chill, you know what I mean? Actually, you know what? Really, I'm a mellow dude, though, man. I've been comical all my life, you know?
No.
I guess I get it off my dad, you know? My dad was, you know, pretty cool, you know?
Aw.
You know? So, hey, listen, I gotta go, bro. Hey, man, coast to coast, you know, man, Boomer loves you the most, baby, at KSLX. Rock the block, baby. I'm gonna go. You guys be cool. And that's the Boomer Report for today.
Thank you, Boomer. You know, it's interesting. I gotta wow. go to work a minute and 41 seconds later. I gotta go to work.
Wow.
All right. That's Hello. Boomer. There's Boomer. Right. And love him. Love him every day.
Time for the dumbass of the day.
Yes, and it's not Boomer, so no. We're not making fun of him.
No.
Ever.
You can see this story at the Mark and Neanderthal Facebook page in Tucson, Arizona the other night.
Yeah, angling to be the Florida of the Southwest is Tucson.
Yep. A mobile home caught fire. Luckily, all residents were able to get out without any serious injury.
Well, that's great. That's it. So far, there's nothing funny about this story.
Multiple units responded. It took about 15 minutes for the firefighters to get the blaze doused and out.
Right.
I do not know if there has been a formal investigation, but it looks like the cause of the fire was spiders.
Spiders started a fire?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Kind of.
I didn't even know they had opposable thumbs.
Kind of.
Are they rubbing two sticks together? What are they doing?
They got 8 opposable thumbs.
Oh, okay.
There were some spiders and large webs on the underside of the mobile home, and the owner was simply trying to get rid of those spiders and large webs.
All right. So far, so good. So he went down there with a flashlight and probably grabbed a broom and...
No. Doing the way you always get rid of spiders.
Which is?
A propane torch.
Well, that would have been my second choice. I would have, you know, first I would have done the broom,
yeah.
And then maybe my third choice, I would have done a broom, and then maybe the backyard blower. You know, you go down there with the blower, just blow it, you know, blow the webs
yeah.
out. Yeah,
can of Raid.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So that would have been the propane torch would have been my fourth choice.
There you go.
It would have been top five, is what I'm trying to say. It's one of the top five choices I would have had.
We don't have the names here, but yeah, the
boy,
the man set his trailer on fire.
Yeah.
So he is the Mark and Neanderthal dumbass of the day.
I think that's a beautiful story you just told,
Mark and Neanderthal.
Yeah, I was just reading the rest of the article on Tom Petty's funeral, which was Monday. They laid him to rest, and they gave away T-shirts. His daughter made a commemorative T-shirt, which I like, actually. It's kind of a memento.
It's a little weird. It's a little on the weird side.
It's different.
It's weird.
It's different.
Was it the freaky daughter, or was it the one that's the normal daughter?
I don't know.
Because he's got one that's sort of a nightmare.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
So that happened. Anyway, but you know what? We got to mention, we just had Boomer on again.
Yes.
This was, a woman actually just called and told us this.
I love listening to Boomer call in. So my favorite thing to do is to count how many times he says, man. So today, you know what I mean? I'll tell you what, outnumbered man. Today, man only reached 19. His average is 28.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Boomer could become a drinking game.
Boomer, if you're listening right now, you're now officially the Mark and Neanderthal drinking game. For every time you say, I'll tell you what, man, I think people have to do a shot.
But don't try to say that. Don't think about it.
No, no. Well, No, Boomer's a natural. See, people think some people think Boomer's a bit.
He's legitimate. He's a guy.
We've got some emails and some calls from people that are like, that's just you doing a voice. No. Boomer's real.
I'll post his picture. I may still have it on my phone, but I know I've got it on the flash drive here in the studio.
Okay, yeah.
Because I met him at an event.
Yeah. Boomer is not a made-up character on the radio program. No. We don't have that kind of talent.
The whole sexual harassment, sexual assault thing is such a hot button right now, and everybody's talking about it. One guy called. He was joking around. You know, he said, hey, hot-blooded. Are you hot mama? That's none of your business.
Oh, no.
That's sexual harassment right there.
You're just being silly.
No, I know, but
we're getting to that point, though, where everything is, we become so sensitive to all that stuff. Look, the reality of it is there is harassment, sexual and otherwise, all around us every day.
Yeah, and you know,
if
guys like Harvey Weinstein did what they have alleged to have done, then they should be put away. You know,
and absolutely,
you have to be careful and you have to be respectful of people.
And at some point, you have to also accept that he probably did it because there are just too many different people that tell the same story.
Yeah.
So
it's funny you say sexual harassment's all around. It is. You know what? Sexual discrimination is actually totally prevalent, and it's legal.
Well, no, here's a great example. All right,
for
those people that don't know this, in radio, there are often positions that it says in the Help Wanted ad or in the job posting, women and minorities encouraged to apply. What that means is that's a dog whistle to middle-aged white guy not going to get this job. That it really is. And we just sort of accept it as being the truth.
And there are a lot of positions that guys have that only because they're guys.
Right.
A lot of times. I think
everybody... No, let's not be sexist here. There are women who have their jobs...
Only because they're women.
Only because they're women.
No, it happens all over the place.
There's a phrase that's used a lot in the HR workplace called protected class.
Yeah.
There are people who are protected class. There's age discrimination the other way around. Like, you can't fire somebody unless you're going to replace them with somebody of the same age and potentially gender. I mean, there's so many stupid ways around it.
Yeah. The Suns are starting their season tonight.
Right.
You know... They discriminate. When the Suns are hiring, they're looking only for really good basketball players.
Are they really, though, Mark? I mean, seriously.
They're trying to, anyway.
Come on now.
But you and I won't have a shot. You and I won't have a shot at it.
Well, we could
go out there and be as earnest as we want, try as hard as we want. We'll never get the gig because they're discriminating.
I have Matt Hopps is what I've got right now, Martin. That's what I've got. Yeah.
No, and actually in radio,
right?
It's true also that there's a lot of discrimination because
all the time. Yeah.
If you and me get fired,
it'll be because of your terrible grammatical.
If you and I get fired,
there you go.
All right, and we decide to market ourselves as a team.
If we decide to.
Right. If we try to go to Fresh Urban 104, wherever that might be.
First,
they're not going to look at us.
They're not going to consider us. Well, I don't know about speak for yourself, man. All I have to do is turn my baseball hat 90 degrees to one side, and I've got the job. I'm in.
No, if we try and get hired at Fresh Urban 104, it's...
Well, we'd certainly have to change our name. You could no longer be Mark.
I could be Marcus.
Only if you spell it with a Q.
With a Q.
Right, yes. Marcus and I can't be Neanderthal. I'd have to be Neanderballer. That's what I would be.
Marcus and Neanderballer.
Marcus and Neanderballer. Yes. You see what's happening? If there is a media agent out there and you're looking for the latest in hip-hop freshness, that's us. Word to your mother.
What word?
I don't know. They always say there's a word to your mother. You're supposed to use a word, right?
Or as they say on the Hispanic hip-hop stations, palabra a tu madre.
Look at you.
Look at me.
So now we could be over at Escuchar 103, whatever that is.
Listen to that.
Yay. Word to your mother. What word?
Mark and Neanderthal.
The phone number is 602-260-1007. Good morning.
How are you guys doing? I'm calling to check in about this sexual harassment thing.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
So, couple of things. Number one, if sexual harassment hadn't been allowed at work, I never would have met my husband.
It was allowed at work?
Well, you know, it was a hospital. And hospitals, I don't know if you know this, are hotbeds for sexual tension.
Because McDreamy is there in the emergency room.
Yeah.
And there you go. Yeah, that must be it.
So, Kim, how did your husband and you come to meet? It was just through flirtation at work?
Well, yeah. So we worked in the same department, and he was there working there a few years before me, and I showed up. And so that was in June. We didn't start dating till November, but yes, through that whole time, flirtation happened. And then we met and we started dating in November, and like 4 years later, we got married.
It all happened one day when you were putting the bedpans away?
Yeah, actually, we met we actually got to know each other over a dead body. Yeah.
That's really so romantic. Yeah. That's how you know it's love right there.
Yes.
We met over a guy that had died that morning. We had to take him to the morgue that evening.
All right. Well done.
Hey, and also, I just took sexual harassment training at work a few weeks ago, and I told my husband when I went home, I said, you know, after this sexual harassment training, I realized that I've been sexually harassing people for years. I didn't even know it.
Kim, we got to go. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Mark and Neanderthal. Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get
pretty
to work.
Sure they're illegal.
With the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.